The Mishnah on Daf Pei Amud Beis brings down the din of gun of nefesh. Hagun nefesh b'sal ain chavim shech nisan b'rishusai. And this din of gun of nefesh, the Pasha says the Menachas Chinuch speaks out. Mitzvah Lamed Vav. This is only talking about if someone took the nefesh through geneva, but not through gezela, because the pasuk says le'signoi, which is mashma geneva. Geneva is b'seitzer as opposed to gezela. If you do it in front of people, in front of the bialim, that would not be considered geneva. That's called gezela. One is not chayy for being geizel nefesh, only for being gunav nefesh. That's the chiddush of the Menachas Chinuch. Other achareim are chaylik, and they hold even for geizel nefesh there'd be a chiyuv of le'signoi as well. Even though it says osignar, but it includes gezela as well. And the shaila is the feed of Menachas Chinuch. If it's geneva dafka, the problem is that geneva means it was done b'seiser, that the bayim don't know about it. Over here, by definition, the nignav always knows about it because he's aware of the geneva. So l'char, it's always a gezela because it's done in front of him. So how's a shaykh to say the only chayla geneva, not on gezela? L'char, if he's a bar das, it's always going to be gezela. So in the Chuvas or Mitzal Ashkenazi, he also names on like Menachas Chinuch, the only chai for Geneva, not Gezela, and he's bothered with his kasha, and he answers that that's not a problem, the fact that the person that you're stealing knows, because he's not the Bailam, you're not stealing him from himself, you're stealing him from his parents, from his Mishvacha. So as long as they don't know, that's called a Geneva, not a Gezela, even though he does know, because he's not the Bailam, he's the Davar Nignav, not the Bailam, and therefore that wouldn't turn it into a Gezela. And Belachar, you could say a little bit differently, which I think he's Meramis over there as well. That I'll be the Ebenezer. The Ebenezer says in Parshas Mishpatim that the Torah puts the Isser of Gain of Nefesh in between the Isser of Makal Aviv and Makal Aviv. First is Makal Aviv, then it says Gain of Ish and Mechare, then it says Makal Aviv. So what's the reason? Why is it in the middle? So he brings down from the guy and he says, Amar Gain, Lama Nechnas, Pasuk, Makal Aviv, Gain Makal Aviv. And he answers, Ki Akasa Leidabe Rakal Ahaiva. Torah is speaking about a normal case of Gnevis Nefesh, and they grew up in a different land. They don't know who their parents are. So basically, the normal case of Gnevis Nefesh is that somebody kidnapped their child when he was young. He grew up away from home. He wasn't aware of who his parents are. He'll come to Hakan Klal and Michai Misa, and therefore the Torah put that Chia Misa and put it on the Ganav. But he's saying clearly the Torah is Dibar Bahaiva. Dibar Bahaiva is that the geneva happened to a katan. So if it happened to a katan, we're talking about a young child, that is someone who is mistamen adabar das, and that's not considered a gezela, even if the person himself is aware, because his das is not das, and therefore that would be the standard case of geneva. That's what the Torah calls a geneva, even though it's in front of him, that could be considered a geneva, not a gezela, and therefore it's shaykh to say the Torah is only chayim on geneva, not on gezela.